We circled for some time without doing much damage on either side, the long, straight, needle-like swords flashing in the sunlight and ringing out upon the stillness as they crashed together with each effective parry. Finally, Zad, realizing that he was tiring more than I, evidently decided to close in and end the battle in a final blaze of glory for himself. Just as he rushed me, a blinding flash of light struck full in my eyes, so that I could not see his approach, and could only leap blindly to one side in an effort to escape the mighty blade that it seemed I could already feel in my vitals. I was only partially successful, as a sharp pain in my left shoulder attested, but in the sweep of my glance as I sought to again locate my adversary, a sight met my astonished gaze, which paid me well for the wound the temporary blindness had caused me. There, upon Dejathoris's chariot, stood three figures, for the purpose evidently of witnessing the encounter above the heads of the intervening Tharks. There was Dejathoris, Sola, and Sarkaja, and as my fleeting glance swept over them, a little tableau was presented, which will stand graven in my memory to the day of my death. As I looked, Dejathoris turned upon Sarkaja with the fury of a young tigress and struck something from her upraised hand, something which flashed in the sunlight as it spun to the ground. Then I knew what had blinded me at that crucial moment of the fight, and how Sarkaja had found a way to kill me without herself delivering the final thrust. Another thing I saw, too, which almost lost my life for me then and there, for it took my mind for the fraction of an instant entirely from my antagonist, for, as Dejathoris struck the tiny mirror from her hand, Sarkaja, her face livid with hatred and baffled rage, whipped out her dagger and aimed a terrific blow at Dejathoris. And then Sola, our dear and faithful Sola, sprang between them. The last I saw was the great knife descending upon her shielding breast. My enemy had recovered from his thrust and was making it extremely interesting for me, so I reluctantly gave my attention to the work in hand, but my mind was not upon the battle. We rushed each other furiously time after time, till suddenly, feeling the sharp point of his sword at my breast in a thrust I could neither parry nor escape, I threw myself upon him with outstretched sword and with all the weight of my body, determined that I would not die alone if I could prevent it. I felt the steel tear into my chest, all went black before me, my head whirled in dizziness, and I felt my knees giving beneath me.